This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Hi, this is your psychic girlfriend, and I am talking with Solveig Jermu about Young Living Essential Oils. And I've got to tell you, I love the essential oils and constantly use them. So I'm so excited to have Solveig on the show. Welcome. How are
Thanks.
You?
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about it.
Oh my gosh, I know. I've noticed that you've been using them. Tell me how you got involved.
So I got into essential oils a little bit over 3 years ago. I started having some itchy skin on my torso. It was terrible. Actually, it was 4 years ago and that I had the itchy skin. And I had that for about a year, gone to doctors, dermatologists, got blood tests. They were like, you're fine, other than you're scratching your skin to death. Everything looks good. I knew I'm very in tune with my body. I knew something was off. And I kind of initially thought that maybe I was just having sensitivities to the products that I was using. I've always been a product junkie, would go to Sephora, go to Target. I would, whatever I could get that smelled good, I was buying it. That's kind of how I've always been my entire life. So I thought, well, I've got sensitive skin. So does my daughter at the time. She was four. I started making my own products. So I started making my own lotions, my own body soap. I was getting a little bit of relief, but I was still having a little bit of itchiness and I felt like it was just really something internal happening. So once I started using the oils, I started researching that. So I started looking at what are the differences in essential oils, what makes them different. There's different grades. The ones that you get at Target and Walmart, yes, they're cheap, but they are, the FDA does not really regulate a lot of the essential oil stuff. There could be as little as 3% of pure essential oil in a bottle, and the rest is filled with a synthetic filler that you don't even know what it is. They don't have to disclose that. Ooh. So I knew that, well, if I'm going to dive into this natural lifestyle, I want to have the best and I want to make sure that I'm using an oil that is pure and a high therapeutic grade. And I'm willing to pay just a little bit of an extra money to get that. So I was really kind of looking at all the different types of oils out there, even the ones from Whole Foods that say they're organic, they can still be, they can still have a synthetic filler, some type of a filler in there, and you may not be getting the pure oil. So I had a friend who was basically, she had the Young Living oils, and I said, well, let me try it. I actually had a bottle from Whole Foods that was a lavender, and I got a lavender from her, and it smells completely different. Mm-hmm. And that was intriguing to me. So, and I'm not cutting on the, if that's where you get your oils from, that's great. But there is a difference between the oils and as I go in to talk about the oils and how to use them, one of the ways that you can be using oils is internally, and you want to make sure that you're using a high therapeutic grade and you're not using internally something that has a filler.
How do you know which ones to use internally versus externally?
So Young Living does have a vitality line that they have the regular lemon, and then they have ones that are called Vitality. It has a different label, but is actually absolutely the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's not made any different, but the FDA requires Young Living to label those that you can take internally different.
Okay.
So I do use a lemon that doesn't have the Vitality label on it because I know it's the same as what's in the Vitality bottle. They Got just it. Can't sell it that way. Mm-hmm. So once I started making my own stuff, I actually realized how much fun I was having making this stuff. And it was becoming quite like a little bit of a hobby for me. I wound up actually, under a suggestion from a really good friend of mine, wound up getting a saliva test for hormones. Mm. And where I was supposed to be for my progesterone, let's just say at that time of the month, it's supposed to be at 500. And I'm just throwing that number out there. I was at like 50. Uh-huh. So I was estrogen dominant, and I already had joined Young Living. I became a member. I wanted to get all of these products at wholesale. That's how you do it. You get a membership. It's kind of like Costco, you know, like the only difference is you don't have an annual membership. You just, you know, I started with what was called a premium starter kit, which was a diffuser with 12 oils and some samples. And then I've been a member since then with no looking back and no regrets. I had the saliva test, and they suggested taking progestin plus serum. And, in month number two, I take it every day, just a couple of drops on the inner part of my arm. The itchiness went away.
Oh my God.
And I was like, being a skeptic, I'm always suspicious, you know, I'm in law enforcement, so I'm suspicious of everything. It's in my blood. But I ran out, and I did not order. You do a monthly order. I did not order, and I ran out, and within a week and a half, my skin started itching again. And I was like, huh. Right away, did a quick order, got the progestins. Within a week and a half, the itchiness stopped. Again, I ran out. I wasn't diligent about keeping track of where, you know, the level of that oil. Again, I ran out, and again, within a week and a half, I started having itchiness, and mostly on my breast, torso, lower abdomen. And it was so weird. And I've been taking it ever since. It's been 3 years, two and a half years. And I have not had any itchiness since then.
That is incredible. And it's so exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. I have had a blood test, and my doctor actually was commenting. She's like, wow, your progesterone levels are really, really good. She's like, you know, I'm approaching 50. And she's like, your progesterone levels are really good. What do you, you know, that's really great. And I told her what I was taking, and I asked her, is there any harm in doing that? She's like, no, there's no harm. It's usually if the estrogen is really too high, that's where the danger comes in. And she said, it's actually good that you're balancing out your hormones naturally. I'm not good with taking pills and medicine. I really don't like taking anything if I don't have to. And if I can take something that is naturally going to heal me and make me feel better, I would rather go down that route. So that is really when I became a believer. I was like, I love these oils. They're great. And what I like about Young Living is not just the oils, but the 600 plus products that they have underneath them, makeup, skincare, cleaning, supplements. I'm big on supplements, protein powder. You know, I was never much of a makeup person, but I really love their makeup line. It's like all natural. My daughter, I let her play around with it. And I know that she's not going to have a reaction to it. You know, nothing smells fake. I make my own face serums. I make my own, lotions. Today actually was going to be a day I was going to make body butter. I'm big on DIY. I make my own, you know, for cleaning stuff using their Thieves line. I make my own soft scrubs. I make my own window cleaner, wood polish, like you name it. I can make it with everything that I have from the company. And that's why I love it. You know,
I know. And, you know, I've known you for quite a while, and like to hear you endorse this, it's gotten me excited about them again. And Young Living was what, you know, I started with Young Living. I still have oils that I just adore. So I'm so glad that you came on the show, because like, I think that you are such, I want to say an authentic, incredible source of why these things work. You know, like you said, being in law enforcement and having the skepticism, and hearing you and watching you on Facebook, you know, show like the cleaning supplies, and I was like, oh God, I've got to step up my game, Sylvie.
Well, one thing I really love doing is education. I just did a 2-day pop-up event for a DIY for body and home, and just showing recipes on how to make your own stuff. And really, you're saving so much money. People think, oh, I got to spend so much money for this stuff. But really, you know, the money that I used to spend at Target, I was at Target all the time. And I, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are like this. You go into Target with five things that you need and you walk out of there spending over $100 and you're walking out with 20 items, like, you know, and I don't do that anymore. So I've switched my spending from, you know, Target to buying all of these things that I need. I have a wellness box that, you know, like instead of using GasX for, you know, any digestion issues, I use Digize. Which is all natural, plant oil that helps you with that area, digestion support. So, you know, I have found that I can replace. Do I take an Advil or an aspirin or a Tylenol here and there? Yes, I do. Like at times when I just am at work and I don't have my oils with me, I will take that stuff. But for the most part, I am completely using all natural stuff to try to heal where I need to be healed.
Absolutely. So take us through some of your favorites or the basics. Oh,
yeah. So I was going to talk about, you know, what an essential oil is, how essential oils, they're like the most powerful part of the plant. They're extracted in different ways, steam, distillation, cold pressing. They can come from shrubs, flowers, plants, fruit, rind, herbs. It's really the lifeblood of the plant. So these compounds, they basically work through the human body in different ways. They can help with trauma. They can help with injury. They can energize, focus. I love giving my daughter, she is a big lavender girl, and doing school from home, or, you know, her school at home, on the times where she's taking a break, she smells the lavender and, you know, has a little bit of a break and can then, you know, after a 10 minute break, get back into focusing on her work. They provide basically provide support for every part of the human body, skeletal, muscular, circulatory, hormones, which was huge for me. Respiratory, and, you know, with everything going on in the world, you know, I always like to boost our immunity in our household and using the oils to help boost those immunities. So, you know, they can also not only for wellness, but they can be used for personal care and also for household solutions. So there's a lot of good with it. You know, they solve a lot of problems. How to use them? There's three ways. Aromatically, where you just sniff it right out of the bottle, or put a little bit in your hand and sniff your hand. If you don't have a diffuser, I have a diffuser in almost every room in my house. So I love to diffuse different combination of oils, and whatever I'm kind of feeling for the day. If I want something that smells cleansing, I want something citrusy, I like kind of making my own little concoction of oils to see. So right now down in my kitchen, I was diffusing peppermint and citrus fresh, and I felt like, boom, it got me into starting to clean. I was like making hand soap. I'm cleaning my bathrooms, you know, so I like to kind of diffuse that stuff to get me kind of focused and motivated to kind of do work around the house. Topically, you can use them topically with a carrier oil. It replaces any of your skincare products and beauty products that you're using, and then also taking it internally. With basically you need to understand that you don't be in, I would not suggest taking an oil from Target internally. You want to have that therapeutic, pure seed to seal oil that you know that there's nothing else in there other than the oil. I always tell people safety with the oils. Don't be dropping them in your eyes. Don't be pouring them in your ears. You know, you don't want to do that. I like using a carrier oil, but I apply tea tree oil straight to my feet in the, after a shower. I used to get athlete's foot all the time from being at the pool or working out. My feet sweat. I don't get that anymore. And then if I have to dilute for my daughter, usually for children and pregnant women, they actually suggest sometimes diluting depending on the oils that you're using. And then also the safety of the citrus oils are they are considered to be photosensitive oils. So you always want to make sure that you're applying sunscreen. Like, you don't want to apply oil to your face and then go out in the sun, you will have a reaction. So you want to make sure that you protect yourself that way. But if you're underneath, you know, it's on your arms and you've got clothes on, then you don't need to worry about that. Why Young Living? My research has shown that they're the highest quality of oils. They are pure seed to seal. And what's nice about this company is that if you wanted to go visit a farm, any of their farms, and they're worldwide, you can. Like, you know, one of my trips on my bucket list is to go visit the lavender farms. That would be amazing.
Me too.
I would lay in there and just for hours, they might have to kick me out. They basically, the experts with Young Living, they basically travel the world visiting the farms, and they have a standard that's way higher than what the standard is in the US. You know, it's above what is required here. They use third party companies to test all of their oils, quality control. And they actually, if let's say I started growing lavender in my backyard and brought it to them and said, hey, do you want this lavender and use it? They would come and test my soil and they would make sure that everything was good to go. And they probably would reject it. They do that at times, if it doesn't meet their, qualities, standards. People always ask, like, well, is there really a difference between what you get in the store and Young Living? And yes, there is a huge difference. Most of the oils you see in the retail stores have warnings against using topically or ingesting because they're packed with harmful fillers. And Young Living doesn't have that. Many brands don't have set standards and they use a cheap distillation process. So you're often getting many synthetic ingredients, chemicals, alcohol fillers, and fragrance in your essential oils. They may smell nice, but they won't have the therapeutic benefits that you or your family, what you're looking for. So you want to make sure that that's, you know, if you're using an oil and you feel like you're not getting the benefit, what are you using? And you want to make sure that you're using a good quality oil. I talked about seed to seal. That's very important. And, you know, what is the difference between an essential oil and a fragrance? Mm-hmm. And the difference between the two is that the essential oils are distilled from the plants and are safe to use on your body inside and out. Fragrance is synthetically created in a laboratory, contains toxins and chemicals that are harmful to your body. Mm-hmm. I had a reaction at work. They started at the beginning of this, you know, when everything was going on with the COVID, they're spraying Lysol around our building. And I was like, what is that terrible smell? And I was getting horrible headaches. And it's fragrance. I have such a sensitivity to fragrance. I can't even really walk down the laundry or the cleaning aisle at the grocery store. I feel like from going clean, it's almost like I've detoxed my body. So now that when I smell that stuff, I have almost like a very harsh reaction to it. It's kind of interesting. Another thing is like people say, well, all natural products are more expensive. They assume making that switch throughout their home is an added expense, but it's not. Think about how much money you spend on all your everyday products, whether it's from Sephora, Costco, Target, Walmart, wherever you shop. Costco, you pay a yearly membership fee and you have member access to all the Costco locations, right? But Young Living is the same. Except there is no yearly membership fee. You pay for your kit, your whatever you want to start with, whether it's a diffuser with oils or the Thieves Clean line. They have a Ningxia, which is like Ningxia is a wolfberry that's great for immunity boosting support. You just basically sign up and then you buy whatever you want at 24% off their retail cost. And that's what I do. There's no catch. Like, if you don't want to order, you don't order. I don't feel pressure to, nobody's ever says, you got to pay this, you got to spend this. Yeah. I buy when I want to buy. So to talk about a little bit about the premium starter kit, I'll just talk real quick so people understand what that is. You basically get a diffuser, The diffuser, you can have it running for 10 hours, you know, that's until it runs out of the water and oil, whatever you put in there. It's your aromatherapy, and then it comes with 12 different oils. If you'd like, I can run through what those oils are.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
And I can talk about a little bit what I do personally with each of these oils. They're fabulous. So lavender is, I'm going to talk first because that's our absolute favorite. We probably go through 2 15-mil bottles a month. It is great for calming. It is great for skin support. We use dryer balls. We don't use dryer sheets. I put them on the dryer, a couple of drops on the dryer balls in my dryer, and my clothes come out smelling like lavender. This is actually kind of interesting. I had an ingrown toenail. I have a book. It's basically like a Bible for essential oils. And it talked about putting a couple of drops of lavender on the area where you're having pain on your toe, and the pain went away. It was amazing. Yeah. I use it. During the school year, I make an anti-lice spray because I'm like paranoid about my kid getting lice. One of the components is basically this lavender essential oil, and it just smells great. I make my own dry shampoo.
How do you do that?
I use arrowroot and I use rosemary and lavender. I absolutely love it.
Oh my gosh. I know so many people that love to use dry shampoo and like that, you know, I always wonder what they're putting in their hair. Yeah.
So for my lighter hair, you just use the arrowroot, but for darker hair like yours, you would add a little bit of cocoa powder.
Oh, now that could be bad.
There are so many recipes. I love it. I love finding new things. Another oil that is one of my favorite in the starter kit is lemon. So it helps me actually drink more water. You're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces, right? So if you're 160 pounds, you got to be drinking 80 ounces of water. I'm like, that is 10 cups. Like that is hard. And if you're working out, you got to be drinking more, you know?
Yep.
So I add a lot of these citrus oils to my water I can get through it. I actually have no problem then drinking.
Do you have to use a different type of cup though?
Lemon is so powerful. So like you ever use that Goo Gone?
Yep.
Now you have sticker on something. You just put a couple of drops on that and let it sit and rub it around and all that will come off. Like you don't need Goo Gone. You got lemon oil. You don't want to put it in plastic. It will eat the plastic.
It will eat the plastic. I made that mistake.
Yeah, I had too. I put it in a styrofoam cup one time and it's water. I didn't have a cup at work and it like completely took off. Like it was the filming from the styrofoam cup. Like I was like, oh my God, you know? So it smells fresh. It's great for detoxing. You can use it for cleaning, you can use it in food. Like I made a salad dressing using olive oil with a couple of drops of lemon. So there's so many things, so versatile of what you can do. It's endless. Another one of my favorites is peppermint. I love peppermint and it's great for so many things, digestion. If you got a headache for some relief for some headaches. I made brownies one time and just put a little bit of peppermint and a little goes a long way. You don't really need a lot. And I made peppermint brownies.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
So I'm getting hungry. So
I know. I'm too. It's getting lunchtime. Great for muscle discomfort. So like you can put it with carrier oil. And if you've got, you know, just some pain somewhere, you can use that. Also endless. I put that in my water too. Sometimes just a drop, with some orange for when I'm working out, and it actually helps cool your body down. It brings the temperature down. So, try it the next time you do your CrossFit workouts, just put a little bit, you don't need a lot, and add it with some orange and you'll be amazed. It's so good. But if you use too much, I found that I one time put like 3 drops in a 24-ounce bottle and I had a little bit of a stomach ache. And then I brought it back down to one drop and I was fine. So just a word of caution. Another one of my favorite oils from the starter kit is frankincense.
Oh, that is one of my favorites.
I love Frank. I use it in my face serums that I make. I make my own face toner. I put it in there. It's so great for skin support. And it's also great for emotional support. I find that with everything going on right now and all the stresses in life, work, my kids homeschooling, sometimes I just take that bottle, like if I feel like I'm about to lose it, and I just start smelling it. I also drink it. Like I will drop it in my mouth. It is really, really good for you and it's safe to ingest. It is like, I feel like if there was one oil I had to pick, it might be that one.
Yeah.
Just absolutely love it. I love the way it smells.
I actually found my bottle of frankincense. I was so overjoyed and I was so happy to find it because I know I like know exactly what you're saying. It can be my favorite one too.
Yeah, love it. So Young Living makes a blend oil called Stress Away. And I will use this sometimes as a perfume, just dab a couple of drops behind my ear or make a roller ball and fill it with a carrier oil. I sometimes give that away as gifts. If I'm stressed out, I just smell that. It is put in the diffuser. It smells wonderful. Digize, I just touched briefly on, but Digize, my husband became a believer in the oils with Digize because he often gets some digestion issues and sensitive belly. And I was like, just try this. I want you to try it. And at first he was like, oh, oils. It's like, you know, you're crazy, whatever. I'm like, it's plants. Like, I mean, what's the resistance, you know, just not going to hurt you. And he wound up putting a couple of drops in water. And I actually really kind of like the way it smells and tastes, but it's kind of off-putting for some people. And he wound up within 20 minutes, felt 100% better. And so he became a believer. So we always have Digize around. It's one of our favorites also. Thieves oil. Love it.
Tell the story of Thieves if you can.
The story of Thieves. So they say that Thieves was an oil that it's got cinnamon in it and clove. And basically back in, I think it was like the 1500s or 1600s, there was a group of thieves that it was during, what plague was it?
COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID-19. I can't think of the plague. I'm not as well versed on that, where it comes from. I can't remember what the plague was, but basically these thieves doused their body with this concoction that they made and went and stole jewels and goods, and they got caught. And they were like, how come you're not infected? And they were like, well, we've been using this oils that we put together. And so they basically, in exchange for, I think, getting killed or I don't know what during that
whatever.
Time,
yeah.
whatever, they basically shared that recipe. And it's interesting. I always have to go back and kind of read that story. But I always, like, whenever I feel like I'm about to, like, I'm right below that wellness line, like, and for also just immunity boosting, I will heat up water and I'll put couple of drops of Thieves and a drop of lemon oil and some honey, and I drink it, make a tea out of it.
Yeah,
I also make a rollerball, and I rub that on my daughter's spine every day.
Yeah.
And she used to get strep throat every year, multiple times. And last year, she's in second grade. I'm trying to think. Yes. So since the start of the school year, this is the first year she has not gotten sick. And she always gets it in the fall and did not get it.
Yeah, I love to use Thieves too. I like
the way it smells.
I like the way it smells, and I do feel like there's that added protection, especially now,
right.
Like I even spray it. I used to spray it. I have a bottle at my former work that's still there. I would spray my, you know, computer, mouse and stuff like that. So like,
yeah, absolutely. Yes. And so that's kind of how they come up with their, you know, the cleaning. They have Thieves household cleaner, Thieves laundry detergent, Thieves hand soap, fruit and veggie wash, all oral care, which is Thieves. That's what I use. All the oral care from Young Living has got Thieves in it. And my dentist has made some great comments. Like, you know, I usually get really bad plaque and I just my makeup of my saliva. And you know, every time I go, he's like, I'm not making money on you. Like you're doing whatever you're doing. And I tell him, I'm like, I'm using this Thieves oral care. And he's like, well, he's like, there are a lot of people that actually use it and they're finding like better results than using other products out there. So, you know, there's so many great uses for it and just love that I can also use it for cleaning and then also for oral care. So, it's a great oil.
Do you like, the Thieves versus like tea tree oil stuff for cleaning or do you just like different things?
Yeah, the tea tree I have not added to cleaning, but yeah, definitely you can use tea tree for so many things. I mean, it's versatile as well. And even eucalyptus, oregano, thyme, all of those have got such great properties, immunity properties, immunity boosting properties, and then as well as cleaning, you know?
Yeah. Especially now with people really needing to make sure that their stuff is clean and their self is clean.
Right. So Thieves, actually the household cleaner, the Thieves line was just actually approved. The Young Living is waiting for the FDA to approve it as a disinfectant. But it does have, it's been just accepted out in Singapore for like the National Institute of Health as equally as good as Lysol.
Yeah.
So we don't use that. We don't use Lysol in the house. You know, like I said, you know, we're not going to use that stuff. We'll use the Thieves. And, I bought a bottle of like Everclear. Uh-huh. And so I think just to appease my husband, I think he was paranoid, like, oh my gosh, we're going to get Corona and Thieves is not going to do the job. And, you know, we're not really sick in our house. I mean, we've been very fortunate, you know, yeah. And I think a lot of it has to do with how we eat, you know, we're, you know, how we take our supplements, we're sleeping, you know, like all of those kind of help to boost your immunity. It's not just using oils, but there's a lot of other things,
right.
Working out and being active and drinking enough water. But taking these oils just helps boost that immunity, you know?
What do you suggest for sleep? Because you brought that up and that's like huge right now. People are really their sleep is being disrupted by all the anxiety, the collective anxiety.
Right.
What would you suggest with that?
So there's several things. So diffusing lavender next to the bed with cedarwood and orange. I do that. You would think orange would be uplifting and it does, it has an uplifting scent, but I diffuse it next to my daughter's bed. I make a roller ball. I call it the sleepy time roller ball and she has her own and she loves it. And so there's so many oils that are great for just relaxation.
Peace and Calming was one of my favorite with the kids.
Yeah. So that one actually is also in the starter kit.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that is also one of the oils. Peace and Calming, you can apply to your feet at bedtime. You can diffuse it. You can add it to your shower, make a bath bomb. You can add it with Epsom salt. I do that sometimes. I add it with Epsom salt and then put it in the bath. And you can also, a lot of people use it as a personal fragrance. It smells so good.
It really does. I mean, I use that stuff. I should have just bought gallons of it because one of my kids was pretty anxious. So I use a lot of Peace and Calming on her feet.
Yeah. That's a very good oil. There's a couple of more oils in the kit, I can touch on. I think there's citrus fresh. So I actually like putting that on the dryer balls as well. And just kind of uplifting mood. I also put it in my water. I love doing like carbonated water, and I do citrus fresh lime, and I don't know if you're a drinker, add a little bit of vodka and you got your own little vodka soda drink, you know.
I might I have some like Cheetos.
There you go. Just like you don't eat a lot. Exactly. Another great oil is Raven.
Raven. Oh, I forgot about Raven.
I forgot about it too. I actually found one in my car, bottle, and I was like sniffing out on my way to work the other day. It's great for breathing support. And also if you've got allergies, it's great for just helping with that. If you it's just so uplifting, and it's great. Just like I will sometimes put it with the carrier oil and rub it on my daughter's chest and back if she's got some respiratory stuff going on. And you can also put it in the shower. Like you just put a little bit of Epsom salt in a cup, and you, while you're taking a shower, and put some drops of Raven in there, and then just put the cup somewhere that the water and the steam kind of hits it. And it smells like your shower is like, it opens up your airways, you know, it's awesome. Panaway, love Panaway.
Oh,
so that's muscles. I love it. Like putting that with a carrier oil and rubbing on my calves or feet if I've, you know, feel like I've been on my feet all day. Just great for tension and discomfort, like helping with relief of that. I blew my back out a few weeks ago. And I made basically a massage oil using that, and was just like, you know, having my husband rub it on my middle back where I was having muscle spasms. So it definitely helps and smells good, you know, instead of using Bengay. We talked about peace and calming, and Valor is one of the new oils they put in their starter.
Oh, good.
When I signed up, I didn't get Valor. I can't remember what they replaced it with, but Valor might be another one of my favorites. I use it as like a cologne perfume.
Yeah, I do too.
They call it Courage in a Bottle, and it's supposed to help jumpstart your day. You add it in the shower, or you know, put it in your bath. I do that sometimes too. If you're into meditation or yoga, it's great for grounding. Some people truly believe, like when they have a headache, they apply it to the back of their necks and it helps them. I have not tried that. But it is like, it just smells so good. It's one of my favorite ones too. It's like, I'm like, frankincense is my favorite. Oh no, wait, Valor's my favorite.
You're like, okay, they're all my favorites.
They're all my favorite. So yeah. So that's pretty much the premium starter kit. And then you get a couple of samples of the Ningxia, and then a hand sanitizer, which actually has been approved by the FDA. So yes, it's as good as anything out there. And it's actually, the thing about hand sanitizer, and I learned this, was there are hand sanitizers that are out there that actually kill the good bacteria that are on your hands. So you're actually not, like, it's not protecting, you're killing everything, and you don't want to kill everything. You want to kill the bad stuff. And they actually, there were studies where they showed that the thieves hand sanitizer kills the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Not the good stuff. You don't want to kill the good stuff. And then there's also like a thieves household cleaner spray. It's like a little 3 ounce or 1 ounce bottle. And I actually use those. I put those in my purse and I'll spray it on my hands.
Or I do too. Yeah.
When I go to the grocery store, I'll spray the handlebar on the cart, even at work, because I at work, you know, we've got a cleaning crew that comes through and they're using the cheapest stuff, right? And so I'll clean my own desk and clean my own area so that they don't have to do that. So the oils that come in the kit, you can make so many things. Stress Away and lavender together, that would be a good one for sleep. I would say like even like frankincense, Stress Away, and there's one other oil called Copaiba. Copaiba is like basically magnifies any of the oils for whatever reason. I don't know how it does that. I'm still learning about that one. Is it magnifies the other oils. So if you combine it, it actually will increase the frequency of the oil. So that one's good.
Yeah. That's one I've never heard of. So that's cool.
That's Copaiba. So yeah, I love educating on the oils, and I do have a team, and I am constantly doing pop-up events right now just because we can't get together, but usually I'll have like events at my house or at a friend's house. I've gone to other people's houses if they want, one of the things that I'm going to do this month, we just did the pop-up event for the DIY, but we want to do a pop-up event on skincare or even on hormones because, such a great subject and how to kind of help your hormones.
So how do people get in touch with you? I'm going to have you tell me that, and then I will make sure I put it in the body of the episode so people can reach you.
Sure. So I'm on Facebook, Solvei Jurmu, SolveiJurmu. I'm also on Instagram. My handle is Solvei Jurmu, one word. And then I do have a link to Young Living, but it just takes you, if you decide that you want to sign up, I do have a link, bit.ly/Solvei, Solvei 526.
And I'll definitely put that link in the episode so anybody who wants it can get
right.
it.
Great.
I might be ordering some more oils because I forgot how much I love them. And I haven't forgotten them, but there's more that I would like to explore.
Yeah. It's something that kind of is my side thing. So I'll, getting into more of the health and wellness, and I'm also, trying to get my certification as a group fitness instructor and personal training to round out my wellness arena, so that eventually when I decide I don't want to enforce the law, something that I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about health and wellness and fitness and everything that comes with it, and educating people on how to, just be more well. That's kind of my goal. So
important right now. And even if this time wasn't happening, it's so important. So yes. I appreciate you coming on the show and talking about your passion. And I can't wait to see where you go with this.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
If you enjoyed this episode and you're interested in learning more about Young Living Oils or becoming a part of Solvei's team, check out the links in the episode's notes. Go for it. Be healthy. See you next time.